You know, I think you're the most beautiful woman in the whole world.
Do you really?
No, but I don't mind lying if it'll get me somewheres.
Oh.
It's not the Marx Brothers Council podcast. It's just me, Noah Diamond, with a few words about Marx Fest. Marx Fest is almost upon us. It is in May of this year, May of 2024. And we're just about there. Tickets are available at marxfest.org. Get them while you can. And all the information and the schedule for the festival are also at that website. Marx Fest this time takes place over the course of 2 weekends in New York City. First is our Manhattan weekend, May 17th, 18th, and 19th. Most of our Manhattan weekend events take place at the beautiful 3 West Club in Midtown Manhattan. That's 3 West 51st Street. And highlights of the Manhattan weekend include, but are not limited to, Robert Klein, Adam Gopnik, Robert S. Bader, and Paul G. Wesolowski. Yes, they will be there, and they're bringing their middle initials with them. John Tefteller with Marx Brothers Audio You've Never Heard, Catherine Eastman of the Al Hirschfeld Foundation, and on May 19th, the 100th anniversary of the Marx Brothers Broadway debut. My friends and I will be presenting The Thrill of Alsatias, a centennial celebration with surprises, looks deep into history, both of the original production and the revival, musical performances, and a lot more. Just 12 blocks and 100 years from the beginning of the Marx Brothers as a phenomenon. After that, we'll be traveling up Broadway, the Street of Dreams, to the exquisite United Palace Theater in Washington Heights for a screening of Duck Soup. The United Palace is arguably the most beautiful interior theater space in New York City, a thrillingly preserved Lowe's Wonder Theater built in 1930, the perfect place to watch the Marx Brothers on the centennial of their Broadway debut. I can't wait. And following the film, there will be a talk with Adam Gopnik and me, and Adam and I will be stepping onto the stage of the United Palace just about exactly 100 years, like 100 years to the minute, since the Marx Brothers stepped on stage at the Casino and changed everything. And really, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Other highlights of the Manhattan weekend include events headlined by Trav SD, a walking tour with Kevin C. Fitzpatrick, another walking tour with me and Brett Leverage about the Marx Brothers Broadway years, a trivia game hosted by Brett, that's You Brett Your Life, the quiz show with Leverage. It is going to be unbelievable, and I don't want you to miss it. So please buy your tickets for the Manhattan weekend of Marx Fest at marxfest.org. And, you know, that's half of it. There's a whole other weekend, our Coney Island weekend. What could be better than to be at Coney Island in May? The roar of the surf, the smell of the hot dogs, and another lineup of unbelievable Marx Brothers events featuring, among others, Andy Marx, Frank Ferrante, Robert Farr, Danny Fingeroth, Kathy Beal, Trav SD, the Harpo Summit, with Seth Sheldon, Keaton Harper, and Tigger in person, and Les Marsden and Charlene Fix remotely. And all three of our Coney Island nights, Johnny Pork Pie presents A Day on the Boardwalk, A Night at the Strip Show, a burlesque tribute to the Marx Brothers. If there's anything negative to say about this festival, it's that it's an overabundance of goodness. There's just so much of it, so many of these events. How are the minds and hearts of Marx Brothers fans supposed to sustain this much stimulation, this much intensive exertion? A lot of people said we shouldn't do this much. We shouldn't be this generous. We shouldn't give Marx Brothers fans this much pure joy. But we said every time, no, no, we insist. In all seriousness, folks, I really would love to see you in person in New York in May. This is the first big in-person Marx Brothers event I've been involved with since before the pandemic began. You know, for many years, most of the Marx Brothers output that I've been involved with has been the Fredonia Marxonia presentations, which I'm very pleased to say are still there for you to enjoy. They're on YouTube, free and available to all. And the Marx Brothers Council podcast, which again is right there. We produce it every month, and you can enjoy it from the comfort of your home for free. But there is also something to be said for dressing up and showing up in a ballroom in Manhattan and celebrating the Marx Brothers we love so much all together in one room. I know not everyone can make it, but if you can, I really hope to see you there. I'd love to say hello to you in person, and I would love particularly for you to join us for this, I'll say she is, 100th birthday party, which is only going to happen one time in human history. You can get all the information you want and all the tickets you want by going to marxfest.org. And when you do, tell them, you know.
What do you want?
I want to come in.
What's the password?
Oh, you're no fool of me. Swordfish.
No, I got tired of that. I changed it.